You're listening to the JBShreve.com podcast. It's your home for finding one-of-a-kind biblical perspectives for life in the chaotic world we live in. Okay, I'm JB Shreve.
And I'm Casey Shreve.
And you are listening to the first podcast that we're releasing from JBShreve.com. And so I thought today, before we jump into this podcast devotional, we'd start by explaining a little bit about what this is. We've done the End of History podcast, or I've done the End of History podcast since 2012. I'm watching Casey right now, and she is trying hard not to just bust out laughing. I don't know why this is so funny, but we turned the mic on, and she's just laughing uncontrollably at this point. We started the podcast, The End of History, back in 2012. We've done that podcast for years and years. Last year during the pandemic, we started doing these podcast devotionals. A lot of people really liked them. A lot of people really didn't. And so what I've got is kind of a split audience where the people who go to The End of History looking for history, news, current events, fact sheets, things like that, they love The End of History, but they can't stand these podcast devotionals. And then there's other people who go to The End of History just for these podcast devotionals, and they particularly liked the ones that you and I did together, and they don't so much enjoy the history. And so what we've done is just divided into two websites, basically. So I'm explaining that here for the inaugural podcast episode here at jbshreve.com. And we're going to try, if we can make this work, we're going to try to do this every week, a podcast devotional, just Casey and I. There may be some weeks that we miss, and that's okay. So today, what we're going to look at is the idea of internal strength. So earlier in the week, I did a devotional there at the website, jbshreve.com. Be sure and subscribe to that, listeners, if you haven't already. Go to jbshreve.com, subscribe to the blog so you can be updated whenever there's new content there. But I put up a devotional regarding strength and regarding the idea of what, really talking about the wise and foolish builders from Luke chapter 6. Right. And so I think you've read that, haven't you, Casey?
I have read that.
Extra bonus. There was preparation put into this one.
I mean, historically, I've read that. I was just thinking, oh, doggone it. That was the thing I forgot to do.
Awesome.
You don't have me on here for my excellent homework skills, do you?
Okay. So that article was about looking at things in the world going on today and how we build.
Oh, I read that article.
Okay.
Yes, I thought you meant Luke 6. And I was like, you know, historically, yeah, I've definitely read that several times.
You've read the Bible before?
Yes.
So it comes in handy for the podcast devotions.
Oh, thank goodness.
Which we're doing here. But the idea was that to build a strong foundation that can stand the storms, we have to build upon the Word of God. Now, I've actually been studying this idea of strength. What is a strong foundation? What is internal strength? What does that look like for a while? And the reason I did that, for those who have been following The End of History, there's a podcast series we're doing over there, theendofhistory.net, on genocide and all sorts of fun topics like that. And when I read these stories, when I read this kind of history, I always think, what would I have done in that situation? And I couldn't help but think what a rotten husband I would have been if we were living through a historical reality like that, just the insecurity and stuff that's in me, just as the pressure comes on, how I could see my insecurities really doing a lot of damage in our own home, our marriage, our house, not making a safe place for my wife, for my kids and things like that. And so I started studying that. It's like seeing that, I just felt like God was impressing upon me, you need to start building greater internal strength. Not really so much because there's genocide ahead or anything like that. I just felt like that's where God was leading me. So I started building that, started studying that really, and started building that, and came upon this story of the wise and foolish builder, Luke chapter 6. I think it's also in Matthew chapter 7. And so we get to this idea about the wise builder is the guy who builds on the foundation of stone. And I think from the time we're little kids, we're taught that building on the foundation of stone is building on the Word of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what traditionally, like, what would you say, what does that look like?
Building on the Word of God as a kid or as an adult, just in general?
I think there's assumptions that when we look at that, there's assumptions that come with it that maybe we need to get past. I know I did. What were assumptions you had when you think about building on the rock? I mean, everybody says that.
Yeah, I think it's, for me, the assumption was just build on the Word of God. Know the Word, make decisions based on the Word. Always obey,
right.
You know, obey, don't disobey. As a kid, it was obey your parents and because they're right and they follow the Word of God. And as you grow up, obey God's voice for yourself.
Right. even the, like in the Old Testament, the word, there's this thing that Moses would do where he would say, "Hear, O Israel," you know, when he would make a big declaration. And when he would say that word, that phrase, "Hear, O Israel," it's this Hebrew word, Shema. Mm-hmm. And the word Shema literally means hear and obey. So the idea of hearing God speak and obeying, they were intricately linked together. And so if we hear, then it's assumed we obey. But the reality is that a lot of people hear and don't obey. Mm-hmm. Jesus knew that. He talks about that in the parable of the sower. There were some who would hear the word, but not respond correctly to it. Mm-hmm. And so hearing and obeying the word is what builds a strong foundation. The problem I come to is that I look at a lot of people who grow up in church. They may even read the Bible. There would be what I would consider probably committed Christians. And yet I see when hard times come, a lot of those same people don't make it. Like the storm hits and their foundations don't hold up, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Can you think of examples?
That's what's going through my head right now. I'm just trying to think of examples. I think of examples where people might hit storms and they flounder a little because they just didn't expect the storm to be that heavy.
Yeah.
They thought they had built, you know, something very, very strong, and maybe they wavered a little. But then I think about times where other believers came around them and that helped make a difference in those moments.
Right. Right. Yeah. Some of them make it through, but I've also seen folks who just kind of fade away. Like their zeal for following God after that storm, it's different.
Yeah, I could see that. They get hurt.
Yeah, like they would still consider themselves Christians. They would still consider themselves people of faith, believers. But there's a difference.
Yeah.
And you can tell they were damaged. Mm-hmm. And there was things that didn't make it through the storm at the end of it. And it's a sad thing to look at from one perspective. From another perspective, just as a father, someone who wants my kids to walk in godliness and righteousness, wants my marriage to, you know, be thriving when we're 120 years old.
Mm-hmm. Lord willing.
Yeah. It's like, I look at that stuff and I think, I don't want to be like that. I want to be growing stronger as we get older. And as the storms come, and it's inevitable that they will come, how do I build with greater strength? How do I know that I'm building on the Word of God? And so I was looking at that, and I think there's different levels when it comes to hearing and obeying the Word of God. I think there's kind of like a general level where we're, you know, don't murder, don't steal, don't lie, treat your neighbors correctly, turn the other cheek. These basic things.
Yeah.
Right. And it's kind of universal. Like we all know you have to do these things. This separates us from the world. So there's that. And that's good. But for the Hurricane Katrinas, when the big storms hit, when they hit our life, we have to be we've got to be planted on even deeper stone, deeper rock than that. And as I've been doing this study on internal strength, building strength, I've come across this idea, and it's not spelled out specifically or explicitly in Scripture, but this idea of convictions and personal convictions where God speaks to us specifically, gives us specific direction in life, and we respond to it correctly. So we hear and we obey. And that it's not something that fits for everybody out there, but it's something unique and specific for our life.
Okay.
And so I came across, really, the more I thought about it, I see it all throughout Scripture. I see different examples of it. Abraham heard God say, leave your homeland, go into another land, and I'm going to make of you a mighty nation. He was 100 years old. He believed it. That was a specific direction word to Abraham. Mm-hmm. Now, we normally wouldn't think of that as conviction, but I think that's really what conviction is. Normally, when we think of conviction, it's about you're doing something wrong. You know, you convict a convict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think conviction is necessarily a negative. It can be. The Holy Spirit convicts of sin, of righteousness, and judgment, according to the book of John.
Mm-hmm.
So conviction is more about, it's the way the Word of God hits us when it's specifically delivered to our life. And I think Abraham heard God, and he had this conviction that guided his life after he heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it was hard for him.
Yeah.
You know, there were times when it was hard, but on the norm, it felt very normal for him. Like he felt, that's God. This is the way I'm supposed to live. And he did it. I think of David, when he became king of Israel, he had this burden. And you might even call convictions. You might call them burdens instead. I'm using the word convictions. But he had this conviction to build the house of God. He wanted to build the temple. God told him, no, you can't do it because you've got too much blood on your hands. But because that's in your heart, I'm going to make sure. He made a covenant with David. and set it up so that David would always have a descendant upon the throne. And that's where Jesus Christ comes from, through that bloodline. So there was a, there was something that God put in David's heart. David responded to it. It kind of echoed back to heaven, mm-hmm. is the way I look at it. And God liked it. There's a lot of examples.
Yeah. Yeah, I think about conviction. You mentioned it. Like, there's the legal term, you're convicted, yeah. right, of something right or wrong. But conviction, when I was just reading up on basic definitions in the Bible and just inside of us as believers, it's a strong value system. It's a strong belief. And I was just hearing you tell those stories. At the core of all of those men that you mentioned was basically the decision before the conviction, that whatever is laid upon my heart as right and wrong, you know, as right, as go mm-hmm. do, I'm going to do it because the Lord said to do it.
Right.
It was the heart position before the decision to say yes or no to the conviction.
Right. And it was very unique to their lives. Mm-hmm. And I think the danger comes where we take our individual will and say, that's mm-hmm. what God's saying mm-hmm. to me. You can't do that. So you've got to have the wisdom and the discipline not to do that. But it wasn't like everybody was supposed to go build a tabernacle or build yeah. a temple. It wasn't like everybody was going to be promised a child when they're 100 years old. Mm-hmm. These people felt like they heard God and they responded correctly. And that changed the course of their life, really the course of history. Even in our own life, we'd been married, what, not even 10 years. And we felt like God was telling us to move from mm-hmm. the place where we were living.
Yeah.
It sounds like Abraham. It wasn't like Abraham.
It could have felt that way.
We felt like God was telling us to move from our hometown, a small town in southern Arkansas, to northwest Arkansas and help yep. start a church there.
Yeah.
And we did that. It didn't feel all that dramatic in the moment.
Well, you know, and I was thinking, as you're saying that, and you talked about how these men, they just did it. They didn't put their own will on it, their own thoughts. And if somebody was on the outside looking into even our decision, they'd right. say, wow, that wasn't a smart financial move.
No, it wasn't.
If you're looking, you know, just with earthly eyes, it was not a smart financial move. It wasn't just, oh, this is the next step in life, you know, according to the Babylonian standard of the next right. step. But for us, inside of that moment of conviction, we knew right from wrong. We didn't even consider, like, what are we sacrificing? It was, what is the next step?
Right.
What is God saying?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And we were really, with conviction, I kind of look at it like you're downloading a packet of information that directs your life in mm-hmm. a new way. You're hearing from God, I want you to do this instead of that. And it directs you. It's like your life kind of changes. It doesn't feel all that dramatic necessarily mm-hmm. in the moment. there was a couple of other biblical examples. I was thinking of Jonah with a negative example. God put a burden on his heart and yeah. said, I want you to go to Nineveh and tell them this thing. Mm-hmm. And Jonah didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. And he responded incorrectly.
And he put his will on it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to.
Exactly. He put his yeah. self-will on it and tried to run away from it. That's a negative example. Samson. It wasn't really Samson's hair that made him strong. We know that. The thing that made Samson strong was the response to the burden of God on his life, to the conviction that he was following. When he violated that conviction, mm-hmm. the standard that God put on his life, that's when the strength left him. That's mm-hmm. when the thing that made him unique left him. And so I think of another example in our personal life. We were going through a thing where our children, this is when the kids were little, and a couple of them were enrolled at a private school. And some of the listeners will know the private school I'm talking about. And they were being confronted with some obstacles. And we were being confronted with some obstacles as parents, in that there was direction being given to us that we didn't like, didn't agree. It was actually direction saying we were doing some things incorrectly.
Well, it just didn't feel good to
the
flesh.
It was not validating. It was saying change some pretty rudimentary things about the way yeah. we raised our kids, the way we spoke to our kids. And we weren't doing wicked, evil stuff. It was saying, hey, you need to make this adjustment.
It was a shift in the trajectory.
Yeah.
Just a little degree shift
yeah.
almost. But it felt big in the moment.
It did feel big, because I think it got down to some core identity issues in our home and our mm-hmm. life. And I remember sitting on the front porch of our house, and you and I were talking about it. And we were very frustrated in the moment. And there was a whole lot of details that, you know, I could share if it wasn't a public setting like a podcast. But it was very frustrating in the moment, and we just got quiet for a minute. And we don't normally do that, because we both like to talk.
That's not true.
I remember in that quietness kind of
yeah.
just reflecting in my heart, and I felt like God was saying, do you trust mm-hmm. the leaders of this school. Do you trust me? Are you supposed to be here? And if you are, then you have to trust. And I remember responding, you know what? We trust these people and we trust this school. And in that moment, I mean, like as soon as I said it, I knew it was the right answer. It didn't give us the practical answers to all the questions we had. And it kind of, with all the questions we had, we kind of had to go into a blind faith position.
Yeah.
But it was blind faith guided by we trust.
And the conviction was we trust.
Exactly. Yeah. That was the conviction that guided us. And I look back now, our daughter, our youngest, graduated this year. And I remember we talked about it when she graduated in May. Looking at it, it's like everything changed there.
Yeah.
Like that was really a point of salvation for her life that we didn't even know was being done.
And the trajectory, just those few degrees shift on the long run, several years down the road, made such a different path.
Exactly.
And it was a beautiful journey.
Exactly.
We would have never traded it. That action on conviction, that obedience on the conviction of we trust God, we trust the leadership he's put inside of our home.
Right.
We will obey.
Right. We heard and we obeyed. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's a deeper level of building on the rock than just, I'm going to love my neighbor as best I can.
Yeah. Right?
The love my neighbor as best I can is good. It's correct. Do that. Mm-hmm. But there's also specific divine direction that we can find for our life. And it's in those moments of conviction. And so what, go ahead.
Well, you know, I was thinking about those moments of conviction and I keep thinking, you know, how do we build muscles and forgive this muscle reference, but time under tension, you know, you keep coming back to that exercise to build strength and how we're ready when the storm comes is that time under tension, that consistent obedience, that consistent choice to act inside of that conviction. Because that piece of conviction you just talked about, we trust, that phrase came up many times after that. It was the same concept, time under tension. We trust. We built upon that statement of conviction and that shift in our heart mixed with faith that built some muscles for down the road, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I look at people who I admire, like people I consider spiritual parents or grandparents in our lives right now. And I can see they respond to convictions quicker and easier than I do even now. And it's because they've developed that strength.
Yeah.
You know, the journey has made them stronger. And I want to be like that. And I think we're on our way to that.
Yes.
But I think as I've been considering that this week, you know, we've been talking about, okay, building on the rock. I want to find, and this is a prayer I've had for the last couple of weeks as I've considered this. I want to find what are the other areas of conviction in my life. And we even talked about this. We did our road trip vacation this summer. Mm-hmm. We drove out west. You know, it was the first time really out of Arkansas since the COVID hit.
Yeah.
And one of our topics of conversations were, what are the convictions of our home?
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of a harder conversation than I thought it would be.
It really was, because we really dug deep, like defining conviction versus a value.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. What's the difference between a conviction and a value? And honestly, you and I have different perspectives of basic words.
Could two people be more different?
Right.
And yeah. So
but it was a good exercise and it helped us along. But I keep thinking, and I can't believe I'm thinking of this, but like a snake will stick its tongue out.
I can't believe you're thinking of that.
But it'll stick its tongue out to sense what's in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm wanting to develop that level of sensitivity in my heart and my soul. What are the convictions of God?
Mm-hmm.
What's God guiding me on? What's the direction? Because I want to build on the rock. Yesterday I was driving home from, I had a doctor's appointment and I was driving home. And I thought about our middle son, Elliot, who has a disability. And I was thinking, I should take him swimming today. I was like, God, I don't want to go swimming. there's nothing in me that wants to take my shirt off and get into a river.
And you didn't.
Well, I'm not a big swimmer. There's too many exhibitionists and nothing about me needs to be exhibited as far as that goes. But it's like, I could easily have just, it was just a thought in my head and I could have put it aside. But then I thought, what if that is the answer to prayer?
Mm-hmm.
What if this is a little hint of a conviction where God's saying, hey, this should be done?
Yeah.
And because of that, I went ahead and followed through and took him swimming. And he had a great time.
He loved it.
He enjoyed going swimming today. He's watching us record the podcast right now.
He really gave
me a thumbs up for going swimming yesterday, right, Elliot? Yeah, thumbs up. And so there's just things like that. Like I'm considering. And that's our encouragement today as we close out this podcast devotional. What are the convictions in your home? What are the convictions in your life? Where are the places where can you find the places in your journey where things turned because you followed specifically what God was saying?
Yep.
And And, you know, where are the places where maybe you kind of blinded yourself or turned the other way? Maybe you pulled a Jonah and you need to go back and correct some things, because you certainly don't want to callous your heart to those realities.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts before we sign off?
No, that's great. Love it.
All right. Well, hey, like we said, we're going to try to get these podcast devotionals. There will be other podcasts and other devotionals from jbshreve.com. But this one with Casey and I, we're going to try to do every Friday or Saturday as we go along here. We'll see what it works out to. It's a work in progress. But go to the website, jbshreve.com, subscribe, spread this on social media, help us get the word out. We hope this is a benefit to you. And outside of that, I think we'll call it a day and catch you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for checking us out at jbshreve.com. If you like what you've heard today, please be sure to subscribe to the blog at jbshreve.com. Leave a review wherever you download your podcast from, and why not share this with your friends? Until next time.